Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.
Will White here with Nexus Pest Solutions, bringing you another edition of Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field. And today's question is there anything you can do for springtails? You know, springtails can be an absolute living nightmare. And if you're going through that problem right now, you already know this. I mean, you've tried everything. You've probably been through a few different companies that have come out and spraying, you know, for lack of better words, spraying for the springtails. And no matter how much they spray, they're just not getting rid of the springtails. Well, why are the springtails so bad? You know, I've been in this industry a long time, and it used to be we would have explosions of springtails when the construction crews came in and started building out new subdivisions. So the homes that were there, all of a sudden, you know, the construction crew is out, they're turning the dirt over, and homes started calling about, what are these things all over my bathroom? I'm finding them in my kitchen. And you go out and take a look, like, wow, what is that? Oh, there's springtails. So springtails, construction related, is what I had in my mind. But over the last couple of years, what we've seen here in our great state of Wisconsin is mild winters and wet winters. And wet winters on mulch, on wood, leads to high springtail populations. You know, we have a YouTube video that's on our YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube and look Nexus and check out springtails. It's absolutely horrific, the springtail population that we dealt with last year. I mean, when we're talking about the side of a home moving, well, that's just what it was. I mean, I didn't know what to think. I mean, because I haven't seen them in such magnitude. But I'm going to tell you this. Here's the key. Spraying alone is not going to solve that problem. You're going to have to do something mechanical. Now, that means dry air. You know, so the treatment in conjunction with something mechanical is going to go a long ways to curbing that activity and stamping it down. Because once you dry up the moisture problem, the springtails die off. So keep that in mind. So you don't want them in your house. We gotta run a dry house. And how do we do that? With a dehumidifier. But not just any old kind of dehumidifier that you pick up at like the big box stores. They might be good, but we found when you have an extreme springtail problem, you're going to need a really, really decent dehumidifier, one that does exactly what it's supposed to do. And, you know, there's two brands out there that are available, both made in Wisconsin. I think both are made in Wisconsin that do an excellent job of removing the moisture from your home and making it uncomfortable, you know, for moisture driven pests like springtails. You know, we've taken on some major challenges with these springtails and have had some pretty decent results as far as getting rid of them, if not curbing down the activity. Because sometimes with the way the home is landscaped with a lot of the lush, it creates moisture pretty much throughout the summer month. I mean, the ground never really gets a chance to dry out, and it's designed that way. And springtails will just thrive. And if there's breaches in that foundation, inside they're coming, and then they're going to find their way to the moisture, the spots with the most humidity in the home, like the bathroom, the basement, the kitchen. That's why drying out the home is a big, big part of eliminating that problem. But if you have any questions about springtails, because if you're out there searching right now, this is for extreme situations, which most of the folks that call us about springtails, that's exactly what they're experiencing. You know, we're available to talk to you about it, get you directed and get you placed in the right direction for a dehumidifier. You know, our number is 414-355-3732. That's 414-355-3732. So that's going to about wrap it up for this week's question of things we're asked when we're out in the field. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a great day.
Google Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs, you know what to do.